USA News. I'm Dave Collins. President Biden is in Ottawa addressing the Canadian Parliament after meeting with Prime Minister Justin Trudeau. Biden said the two countries have no fundamental differences in their democratic values. It's Biden's first visit to Ottawa since 2016 when he was vice president. It's looking like the grand jury that's investigating President Trump's alleged role in a hush money scheme will work into next week. Meanwhile, Republicans claim that an indictment and arrest would shake the public's trust in what is supposed to be a nonpartisan legal system.
That's a bad precedent for a district attorney to go after somebody who's already announced that they're running for president.
Senator John Cornyn of Texas, who is a former prosecutor, says that on the surface, it appears that the Manhattan district attorney is merely seeking publicity by targeting a former president. Officials are investigating why the main air defense system at a U.S. military base in Syria was not fully operational. A suspected Iranian drone hit the installation yesterday, killing a U.S. contractor and injuring other Americans. The New York Times reports officials are looking into whether the Avenger missile defense system may have been experiencing unexpected maintenance issues at the time of the attack. Twitter is dropping a verification system that gave blue verified check marks to accounts it found to be authentic and in public interest.
The system will end starting on April 1st, at which point they'll be available through Twitter Blue, the subscription service the social media platform rolled out last year. The previous program gave notable figures blue verification check marks, leaving fans and parodies ineligible. Twitter Blue does not require accounts to be notable, just non-deceptive and active and older than 90 days.
That is Ryan Daniels reporting for us this afternoon. This is USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
A Colorado dentist is being charged with first-degree murder in his wife's poisoning death. James Craig was formally charged yesterday in a suburban Denver courtroom. The 45-year-old dentist is accused of killing his wife of 23 years by lacing her protein shakes with arsenic and cyanide. The Army is moving forward with a plan to rename bases that have ties to the Confederacy. Fort Hood in Texas will become Fort Cavazos on May 9th in honor of General Richard Cavazos.
It's incredibly fitting and appropriate to name Fort Hood after someone who serves his country with valor and distinction.
Danny Vargas, who heads the American Latino Veterans Association, says General Cavazos was a hero of both the Korean and Vietnam War. His name will now grace the base, which currently honors Confederate General John Bell Hood. A Florida man who was pulled over for driving 100 miles an hour says he was speeding because he was trying to get his girlfriend to a job interview at Taco Bell. Arrest records show 22-year-old Javon Jackson had three kids in the back of his black Mercedes when he was pulled over in Palm Springs for doing 100 in a 40-mile-an-hour zone. He was booked for reckless driving and three counts of child neglect. John Wick is killing it at the box office. Deadline says John Wick Chapter 4 slayed at Thursday night previews, expecting to rake in about $8 million, which is an opening night best for the franchise. The R-rated action movie starring Keanu Reeves is on track to make at least $70 million domestic on its opening weekend. Dave Collins, USA News.
Hi, this is Joe Cordell with the law firm Cordell & Cordell. When the prospect of divorce becomes a reality, you need a partner that you can count on. If you're a man in this situation, consider contacting Cordell & Cordell. We've helped men navigate complex legal matters for 30 years.
Contact Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firms online at CordellCordell.com. No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers. Online at CordellCordell.com. CordellCordell.com.